otherwise it would have been boring.
Wow.
Welcome everybody to the appeal hearing the variance decision by the appeal authority. So my name is Niall Connolly, principal planner of the town of Springdale, and I've been authorized by the appeal authority to read this ruling. On today, the October 12th, and it's 4 p.m. October 12th, 2022, and it's 4 p.m. So this matter is before the Administrative Hearing Officer on an application for variance under Springdale Ordinance Section 1065. The variance seeks relief from Section 1015B9A of the Springdale Town Ordinance to allow disturbance on slopes that exceed 30% in grade to allow for the improvement of Lyon Boulevard with additional paved space for on-street parking. A hearing on the application was held on September 27, 2022. Applicant Town of Springdale was represented at the hearing by Thomas Danzi, the town's Director of Community Development. The appeal hearing officer has considered the statements and presentation at the hearing and reviewed and considered the application, the documents submitted with the application and the report and accompanying attachments from the town's Director of Community Development. Based thereon, the AHO makes the following findings and rulings. So the ruling is, for the reasons stated above, the appeal hearing officer grants the variance as to application of Section 1015B9A of the Springdale Town Ordinances to allow disturbance on slopes that exceed 30% in grade for the purpose of improving Lyon Boulevard as set forth in the town's application. Dated September 30, 2022, Town of Springdale Appeal Authority, Brian Patterson, Administrative Hearing Officer. And so any aggrieved parties may appeal the ruling within 30 days. Thank you.
Well, I was just wondering if it applies only to one area of the town or the whole town.
Start there.
It's just specific to this
specific
project, yeah, and this location, yeah.
And it doesn't apply down to where the mountain slides every time there's an earthquake down there on the highway edge across from the Cliff Rose?
No.
No, this application was specific for improvements on Lyon Boulevard.
And when the BIT asked for a variance on their slope, would it apply to them to? Did they get that variance?
The BITSPR?
Yeah, to put employee housing back then.
So they did not apply for a variance.
They just wanted a rezoning.
They wanted a zone change on that property. And yes, they were granted that zone change.
Okay, and was it steep like this?
Well, their property has steep and less steep portions to it, but they don't have permission to develop the steep sections. They simply got a rezone on the property, but not permission to disturb the steep slopes.
Okay, and when you have the steep slope on your property, you just build right next to it, and you don't, can you, or do you have to have a footage away from it?
You can't disturb any slopes greater than 30%.
Okay.
So as long as you're not disturbing slopes which are 30% or greater in grade, then you can do whatever you want.
Can
on
you
the
ask
business.
For variance?
Sure.
Can you ask for zone change?
Zone changes don't. You would ask for a variance.
There were two things listed for the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
So the other one was an appeal of a Planning Commission decision regarding a design development review for a building at 358 Zion Park Boulevard. That's up where the parking lot is. That decision hasn't been issued yet.
It what?
That decision has not yet been issued.
Oh, okay, thank you.